That's when we stop to do shit.
So the Mishnah says a chadish osam in the Torah, b'chol makom, even in chutz la'aretz. Or lo. Now, how do you know that? That's from a pasuk. This Tana obviously holds that Moishav means b'chol makom. Or lo is osur in chutz la'aretz. How do we know that? It's halacha. Bakilayim is midivri soifrim. Rashi pointed out earlier that Rabbi Shimon, that Rashi pointed out earlier, the bottom Rashi in Lamed Chesem and Aleph pointed out that when Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai made a Kavachoymer, he made a Kavachoymer that the Chodesh is also in Chutz Laretz. So Kavachoymer, so is Orla B'Kilayim. And Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon argued on his father, and he said that Chodesh was not Osir. So Rashi over there said, so according to Elazar Rabbi Shimon, how would you know Arla and Kilayim? So Rashi says he would know it from the same place that this Tana knows it. So now this Tana happens to agree with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai that Chodesh is also. He's not going like it was Rabbi Shimon, but Rabbi Shimon would quote unquote, you know, borrow the Makar for Arla and Kilayim from what this Tana says, because he doesn't have the Kavachoymer. He doesn't have the option of learning the Kavachoymer that his father learned. You could ask, why didn't this Tana learn a Kavachoymer? If this Tana agrees that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the Chodesh is also in the Torah, why didn't he learn the same Kavachoymer Rabbi Yochai learned? See, he doesn't, because Arla is halacha and Kilayim is in the Reciferim. You could ask that. I'm not sure if anybody does, because that might be Ha'ara. If you have time later, check it out. You hear what I'm saying? What I'm saying, and Rashi points out that Rabbi Reb Shimon, Rashi is pointing out at the bottom of Manal that Rabbi Reb Shimon doesn't have the option of learning the Kavachoymer, so he's got to learn Orla V'Kilayim from Halacha and the Reciferim. But the Tana of this Mishnah here in Amud Beis, who is learning Chodesh Asam and the Torah, why did he not learn the Kavachoymer? Why did he have to go to Halacha and the Reciferim according to him? If anybody asks that, I'm not sure. Okay. I'm going to check quickly. Not here, then we'll just go right there for now.
Yeah, he said that the Chodesh is also Bechul. Probably got that boy with some of the Chodesh. Ain't no noy Bechul, ain't no noy.
Right. Let's pause it for a second and check the green book. Right. Yeah, I did not see it in the green safer. Yeah, I'm asking exactly. You know, he's calling it, this time it's calling it the Reciferim. Or look, Moshe Messina, I mean, why did he not hold the Moshe Mechayev's Kavachayim? The Kavachayim would make it the right, so not the Rabbanim, right? All right. But that's what he holds. So now, what does it mean, halacha? My halacha. Army the Meshmol, Hilchus Medina. So according to the Meshmol, it means like a minute, Hilchus Medina. Rashi said in a minig to keep Arlen Chutz Laretz. Which would make it a real Doraisa. So it's very good according to me, that I hold Arla. Is it in Doraisa? Allah Masha Messinai. Higher the stronger one, Savik Arla, Savik Kilayim. That's why there's a chilik in Sofik Arla and Sofik Kilayim. Because Kilayim we know is Dibri Seifrim, and Arla is Allah Kamashim and Sinai. Where do we see this chilek? The Nan, Sofik Arla, but Arit Asr. Sofik Arla in Eretz Yisrael is Asr. The Surya, Sofik Arla in Surya is Mutter. Right? He holds Kibish Yachid Loishme Kibish. So even though David HaMelech conquered Surya, it doesn't have the same thing as Eretz Yisrael. So Sofik is Mutter. Chutzlaretz Mamish, even further away than that, Yoid Vilay Kayak, he can even go down and buy it from the guy that's picking the Sufik Arla. As long as he doesn't see him actually picking it. Meaning, in Surya, when we said a Sufik is Mutter, that means once it's already picked, it's Mutter. But the Chadchila, you can't tell the guy to go pick it. In Chutzlar, it's Mamish. He could even, the Chadchila,
go down,
have the guy,
and that,
right, even though he knows the guy is going to pick from Sufik Arla, and he go and buy the Kadkhila, as long as he doesn't see him actually picking the. Oh, that's in terms of Arla. Vilagabi Kilayim, Mashenkin Kilayim, Nan, Kamra, to a Yerik, Vyaknim, Kochutzullah, if you have Kilay Kerem, and there's a guy with a vegetable stand right next to the Kerem, Ba'ar it's Asr, because you have to be Choshish, he took it from the Kilay Kerem, the Syrian Mutter. Again, mutter by Surya means after the fact. The guy can go and pick from the kilayim mamish and give it to the chaver. As long as the chaver doesn't pick it himself, he can even have the guy pick it mamish and sell it to him. There's no din here. So we see we're more mekel in the din. So Ulu says it's very good that we're more mekel in the din according to me, because one to the Rabban and one to the Alech HaMashem HaSinai. According to you, that the whole thing is the Rabban, and you hold Allah means Hilchas of Medina. Nisni Oizeb is a Yod Melokech, Oizeb is a Yod Melokech. The din should be one of the Yom. Okay, I don't know how machmir you should be, but whatever you're going to choose, it should be the same. So I'm with Shmuel and Rabban and Tony. Oizav is a Yevileikeach. Oizav is a Yevileikeach. And Echinami, according to that Shita, that's Taka the Gears that they had. They have the same din, Kilayim and Arla. Either it's Yard Lekeach or it's Yevileikeach. Ma'abri the Rabban Masil of the Kula. He learned it the Kula. Zev is a Yevileikeach. Fine. Babachal Yukut Biyad. He's making on both. He holds, according to this Shita, the both are Rabbanans. And that is the. That's how they learned it.
Chaim.
Minhag is close to the Eretz
almost. Maybe it's more
than the Eretz Sofrim. I mean, it's not.
No.
It should be the same. Saying that there's such an Indian as that, I don't know. We'll see if we have a different sugi. But there is such a concept, but many are so tired of. I don't know. Goodbye, assuming not that big. Okay. Very good. Bite it. Amalei Levi the Shmuel Ayuch. That's what he called him. Like a. Ashendainish. Dino didn't come in Melech. Ayuch is like a Melech. Yeah. Called him a Melech. Says we Zokin says because we always pass like Shmuel and Hilchas and Dinin, so Dain didn't come in Melech. Okay, Safik leave on the Eichel. He says you go and pick for me, not in front of me. So it'll be a Safik on the Arla, and I'll eat the Arla. You know, it's I guess he held like the shita that we're makel that Obachelo Yalakit Biad. Yeah, Sabili means pick from the Suffolk Arlo. Or it means
supply me, Suffolk.
Yeah. In before, Rashi kept saying it's the Goy that's picking it. Here it sounds like you can even have another Yid do it, according to them. They did it for each other. Okay. So the Chavivi de Bambadisa, Rashi says who they are. They said, "Ein orla bechutz la'aretz." Period. Shog Rav Yudah l'kamed Rav Yochanan. He told them that that's what they said. Shalach lei sent back to them. Sasoim sveika. Va'avod vada v'hichret aperisein shetun and geniza. What does that mean? Rashi sveika sasoim sveika va'avod vada. Klemar sveika mutar vada aser. It says a suffix is mutar, vada is aser. The heter sveika and the fact that his suffix is mutter, stomayu. I want you to keep it quiet. Lahoyitz bat sinah. But loy the darshim rabbin. Don't teach that to the rabbin because he saw already they were coming to be makel. So he's afraid they'd be too makel. So even though his suffix is mutter, it's awesome. Don't teach it. And he said those that are being makel and treating it without any orla at all, their payers should require geniza. What's Ovid Vadov, Rashi says? Hoyo Vahin Makilin, since they're being too makel, Al Tatu Lehem the Safik Zayitzazah, don't let them do the Safik thing like we said before, where each one's Masafik for the other. And the Avoid and Sama Paris Piedaim, tell them to destroy the Paris because there was a. He's being extra machmer in them because they were going too, they were being too makel. Chol Oime, in Arlo Bechutz Haaretz, Lo Yehelo Nin Benechit, he gave them a klala. Mash Lechevel Begoyrol Bekal Hashem. What's the significance of that pasuk? I shouldn't say anything, right? Something like that they're causing a breach in the Kol Hashem. Let's see what it says in the Shleikh Mekomen. For a mitzvah, I mean. Shleikh Mekomen. But the Shabbos, I saw you for during the Siyam you were doing, right? Then I lost track of you. I wanted to find you. See, I lost track. I found the seat. He made a l'chaim with me. He got the same. He brought down the same material. That was big.
You don't know how big it was.
I know. It was not push it.
I don't think the Rav loves me that much, and I had to come up like 9 times during that week to talk to the Rav. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you mean you can walk up for Mass, but you can't walk up for the Rav? I'm sure that was going
to be sad. I'm sorry. I was on the spot. I thought I had it worked out, and then I found out last minute that it was not as worked out as I thought it was. All right, pause it for a second. Yeah, give it a pause.
Say that again now. No, it's okay.
Yeah, the pasuk is. What's the pasuk? The pasuk is. Chen lo yilachom mashlik chevel begoyro bekal Hashem. Cholik nachal that you can derek lechalik nachal bechevel amido. What does it mean? There won't be for you someone who splits up the nachala. I'm not going to get a koyim with nobody's sheker. Moshe Barash, that's Radak. So this. It's a klala. That's what it is. That's what the pasuk is. Lo is talking to someone who did something wrong. And Nabi Sheker, and I don't know who it's. So it says there. Lo yeah. That means you won't have anyone from your zera that will get a chelik in the Oritz. So that's what it means. He was saying they won't have a ninven echad. They won't have a ninven echad. So he brought this pasuk because that's what the pasuk is talking about. Shkoyach Levi. Okay, the inu, but they who said, but they from Pembedisa, Utaka held that it's mutter. Where did they get it? Where did they hold the inu command sabrua? They held kihod the tanya. Blazer by Rabbi Yosi Oimer, Mishnah Rabbi Yosi ben Damasco, Shomash Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Shomash Rabbi Yechab ben Nuri, Shomash Blazer Godol Agodol. Ah, five lines of Gemara. Ein or the Bechul. Now the problem is this is Rabbi Yosi Agodol. And it's saying ain't all the bechul. So flek the gemara of loy, but not Rabbi Yehuda Omer afa chodesh. That's our Rabbi Yehuda from our Mishnah, afa chodesh, which means even chodesh, which means he agrees to all the bikalayim, and he's adding chodesh. No, tani chodesh. Take out the word af. Okay, Rabbi Asim Rabbi Yehuda and all the bechul alach al Moshe Sinai. That's like the shita earlier we had. Ula in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. This is the same shita. This is also Rabbi Yehuda. Or the bechul is Allah kamashu mitzinei. Am the mizir the batzli batani sevik or the be'erot sof osam b'suriy mutter. So he's asking a kasha. I don't understand. If it's the raisa, how can it be mutter? How can it sofik be mutter? Sofik the raisa is never mutter, right? So he answered. The shtoy mishkshochad. He was quiet for a minute. Amalei, emakak nema. No, this was the halacha. Sevik mutter b'do osam. The halacha the mizir mitzinei was hot gufa. The parameters of the Lachem Hashem said was that this thing is also in Chutz La'aretz when it's a Vadai, but Mutter when it's a Sofik. All that was Nichlal in the Lachem Hashem Sinai. You hear the part. Usually it's in the Raisa. If you have a Sofik, you have to be Machmir. But here the Lachem Hashem Sinai itself, Gufa was only on a case of Vadai. Which, when it comes to Lachem Hashem Sinai, you could do that because the Lachem Hashem Sinai was specific Oifen. That's how Ulu, but that's how Rabbi Yechon will have to learn. Right? Amr Abbasim Rabbi Yechon, and loikin al kilayim divar toiro, you get malchus for kilayim in the raiso. Meaning, even in Chutz La'aretz, Amr Lever Bozim Rabbi Yechon, and not in the kilayim divar soifim. What do you mean? It's only the Rabbanon. Loika asher, kam be kilayi kerim, kam be chavas ha'ilon. Kilayi kerim in Chutz La'aretz is only the Rabbanon. Chavas ha'ilon is the raiso. How do we know chavas ha'ilon is the raiso? Kedish Shmuel. The Mishmuel was chukoy say to Shmaru. Chukim shechakak to the chukbar, behem tchol esabia kilayim, misod tchol esizra, ma behem tchol bahar vo'o, avsod tchol bahar chovo, ma behem tchol noig behemot b'chutz l'aretz, because of behem is chay v'sagof, avsod tchol noig behemot b'chutz l'aretz. So when you have a type of kilayim which is similar to mixing two behemis, which is a chavas ha'ilan, mixing two different species of trees, which that's the same type of achava, as a chavas behema, that type of kilayim is usur, even the rice in Chutz La'aretz. Not kilayim kerem, yeah. Ay, Verlach Siv Sodcha. Sodcha is Mashma Hamayuchel Lecha, which is not Chutz La'aretz. Well, the Mut is Ram Shabachu. That's come to my Kalei Karim in Chutz La'aretz. So you have a reward to be marbe or chavas ha'ilim b'chutz la'aretz, and sadcha is mamayit kilei kerem b'chutz la'aretz. That's why kilei kerem is only with divrei soifim. Okay. Let's get up to the Mishnah together. Rav Chanan. Well, let's try. But of Anan, of a shopli, but also work, they were going on the way. Chazyodu gavet, the Gazar is Zeram, Badi Adadi. He saw somebody planting kilayim, Tivin Zeram together. Amale Nesimar Nishmose.
Kill him.
Yeah, he's been over on Dibri Seferim. He's giving up his life. Amelo loy chavrisur. Loy chavrisur. Ein och et kulayim mechubarim lachem. Meaning you don't understand halachas. So, Chazul du Gaba, then they saw the same guy. He was planting chit and soirim in the geffen, in the vineyard, in the kerem. Oh, the nezim manish masay, you're giving up your life, you're being over in the very soifrim. Amalo loyd sarisu. Again, you're not clear in the halachas of kilayim. Why? What were they getting wrong? What mistake were they making? Like Haimelam Kav Yoshia, don't we hold like Kav Yoshia? To Omar Achid Yizra Achitos Oiva V'chartzim B'mapoilas Yad. You have to throw down all three in one hand, Rashi. But time in the Yoshia L'yadon Meich and Afkale. I don't know where B'yoshia got this from. Dabin and Beis Min Yisroam B'chartzim Shlishi. Meich and Tejini three. I mean, Kilayim, we understand, is the mix of any mix. So I don't know where the Rabbi Yehoshua get it from. Maybe three. Rashi says, I don't know. But my point is, yeah, not for the Hadith, you know, it has to be in one dropping, in one throw. That he learns from the Sizer Kamachi Kilayim. Mashma Shazriya Sakarim Atzmatiya Vikilayim. The same Zriya, the same putting down of the seeds has to be done Vikilayim. Not that you put one, then you put another. What's chartzin? Chartzin's the kerem, no? Yeah, that's the grapes. So he's telling them that I'm not being over anything according to Abishia. Kedushim, huh? Tosis, okay, Ayin Tosis. Tosis qualifies of Yeshia's din a little bit. That's extra credit, okay? You guys might want the extra credit. The bottom Taisus over here, he qualifies the Yeshua's din a little bit, shows where he learns it out from. It gives more of a clear understanding of this Rav Yeshua. I probably will not go back to it in Shir, so it's extra credit, okay? The bottom Taisus. Yeah, the one that takes up most of the page.
It's not the bottom, it's the whole side Taisus.
Right. Okay,
it's
right.
The lower one.
That's why we're not doing it together. Okay, right. Rabbi Yosef Ma'ariv Bizroni Bizora. Rabbi Yosef would mix Bizroni Bizora, but not with a kerem. What do you mean? He mixed two different seeds, but not with a vineyard. What?
Yep.
Omalei Abaya Vanandan Kalayim B'divay Soifer. Ah, he talks to him with their bonon. He said, "Oh, the chiddush, kelayakerem that are asur when they're asur midiraisa, they're asur even by no. On that, they were goes in chutz laaretz midirabon. But kelayizrom without a kerem, he said that since on a deraisa level there's no asur no, they never made a gezara on it in chutz laaretz." Hadam, Rabbi Yosef. Then Rabbi Yosef said, "Right, that's what Rabbi Yosef told him. That's what Rabbi Yosef told the Bayah." Then he said, "La milsi the Omri." He said, "But it's not." Then he said, "It's not true. It's not true what I said." The Rav Zoro Ginos the Be Rav, because Rav was planting the Gina by the Tamidim. To Rashi says that the Tamidim were going to eat the vegetables. Mishare, Mishare. And he did it in separate rows. So why was Rav Machmir doing it in separate rows? Must be that what I said is not true. Must be there is an Issur Derabanan, even in Chutz Laaretz, even without a vineyard. My time, why did he do it in separate rows? La Mishim Erubi, Erubi Kilayim. Isn't it because he was afraid that it will get too close to each other, Mitzan Kilayim? Amalei Bayez, I told the bitch, Lo Mi'i Ashmi Inon, Arba Abba Bruchai Sab Rukav Agaz Be'emtza Shapir. If what Rav did, we've learned this before, right? There's a certain shear of how close you can plant them. If what Rav did was a row on each side, like a big square gina, a row on each side and one in the middle, right? And he left a revach between them that they should not be yoinik together. So then I would agree with you. Must be he was doing it for kilayim purposes. But since that's not what he did, all he did was make regular rows. So it must be that's not the pshat. He was only doing it for it to be pretty. Or because he didn't want the shamash to be too tereach to have to get them. Rashi says, no, it means the. I think it means the shamash, no. Yeah, as Rashi says, now that we see a plant that each aruga by itself, so we understand he was only doing it. They don't know which you know. I need cucumbers. I'm just looking around. I know that this is the cucumber row. So we understand it was only for practical reasons. Rav did it, not because of kilayim reasons. Because kilayim reasons, you would have done it like the Gemara says in Shabbos around, right? And Mimela, it's not a raya. Okay, we have a blot and a half to the end of the perek. Blot and a half to the end of the perek. So.